Hi again, this is Dr. Greg Alexander with the American Academy of Pediatrics COCIT section. We're putting together the American Academy of Pediatric Office of the Future for the National Conference and Exhibition this coming month, October, and we'll be at Exhibit Hall Booth 1063. Today we're going to be starting a series of several conversations with some of the EHR vendors who are helping to sponsor our educational exhibit. We have four separate quadrants in the booth, focusing on several different areas of concepts or ideas related to pediatric practice management and technology, et cetera. The first of those quadrants is entitled Patient Access, and we are going to be discussing some different ideas related to that, specifically things along the lines of pre-visit registration, patient kiosks, web-based scheduling and patient portals, patient authentication, and patient education. To help demonstrate these concepts, Sage Intergy, EHR, and Sage have offered to demonstrate those products or those ideas. And today we have Mike Berger with us, Senior Director for Clinical Product Management at Sage. He has many years of experience in dealing with electronic health record and these type products, and Sage has their product, the Sage Intergy Practice Portal, which ties in quite nicely to help demonstrate some of these functionalities for a pediatric office. So first of all, Mike, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Greg.
Well, so we're going to talk a little bit about the Sage Intergy Practice Portal first, and how any practice portal in general could be used to help advance their office operations. Can you kind of just go over with us what a practice portal is, Mike?
Absolutely. So a practice portal typically will have two different functions. First, it serves as an online yellow pages, really. So giving general information about a practice, the physical location, perhaps a map and directions, the names of the physicians, sometimes their CVs, the hours of operation, what to do in terms of an emergency, and those sorts of things. So it provides a web presence for a practice. The second half of what a practice portal typically would do are a variety of what I'll refer to as online patient services. And those range from things that are sort of generic and things that you would expect to some things that are very specific. For example, the ability to register as a new patient, so to fill out a little form with all the demographic information and insurance information so that you can be pre-registered before you actually arrive at the practice. And also things such as requesting an appointment. So rather than making a phone call or perhaps a series of phone calls to the practice, you could do that whole requesting of an appointment and confirmation online. Things like prescription refill requests is another typical feature of a practice portal. Things like pre-visit questionnaires and pre-visit forms. So sometimes practices will email those sorts of forms to new patients or even following up to say, fill out this form at your leisure at home and then bring it in when you come into the practice. Sometimes those things are mailed via the via snail mail, if you will. So what we can do with a practice portal is give the ability for that data to all be completed online and then flow back directly to the practice rather than having to print and then transpose the data into either the practice management or the EHR system.
Mike, let me just make clear then, with either the Sage product or perhaps other portals, you can take the information directly, I should say perhaps digitally, and port it directly into the electronic health record?
That's really the key. And that's an important differentiator as you look around for portals because, frankly, it's pretty inexpensive to just put up a website and support messaging back and forth. But if you do that, then really what you're doing is automating the delivery process of that information, but you still need to transpose it into your system of record. So the key to success and the key to efficiency and gaining some return on your investment is the integration deep within the systems that you're using so that you don't have to transpose a whole bunch of data. And that, you know, there's a patient safety issue with the transposition of the data, as well as an efficiency issue. You'd rather not spend money on data entry if you don't have to.
So we save staff time and allow them to do other functions to provide patient care rather than data entry.
Yeah, that's completely the key. You know, I'm not a big advocate of reducing staff. Because that's not a popular subject, to be certain. But absolutely, there are always things that can be going on within the practice that have a direct benefit to patient care and patient safety. And so you'd rather be doing those sorts of things or seeing more patients than just doing a whole bunch of data entry.
Absolutely. I know one of the things that's important to many pediatric practices and, of course, to many parents is being able to access their children's information, specifically things like growth charts and immunization records. I'm assuming that practice portals facilitate that as well?
That is correct. With an integrated portal, the idea is to provide a view into the electronic health record that exists at the practice to the consumer. Most of the practice portals that you'll see today that support that sort of a view support the industry standards that the federal government has sanctioned for the interoperability of data. So in our example, a consumer can navigate to the practice's portal and request and view a continuity of care document. That's one of those industry standards. It's sometimes called the CCD. Mm-hmm. And that document actually then could be saved at the patient's home, for example. They can save a copy of it to their hard drive, and then they can upload it to their personal health record if they have one. And so that it would work with Google Health and with Microsoft Health Vault, and there are dozens of different personal health records that are available to consumers. So the idea is if you have this document that is in the industry standard format, you can pull it into your personal health record and then combine it with all the data from your other physicians.
That's wonderful. And then also, of course, you could download it onto, say, a thumb drive, for instance, in case you're planning on taking a trip and you wanted to make sure your health record information is with you.
Absolutely. It can be pulled onto a thumb drive. You can even use the old-fashioned technology and print a copy and stick it in your bag.
Hey, pen and paper still works.
Absolutely.
One of the things that we are focusing on in the patient access quadrant, Mike, is the patient communication and education. Now, some of this stuff is kind of a no-brainer that yes, we're going to be enhancing communication here, but can you speak to that a little more?
Sure. The whole basis of a practice portal is secure messaging. So enabling a secure and encrypted pipeline, if you will, between the consumer, and I refer to them as consumers as opposed to patients, because really, patients are the consumers of a physician's practice.
Absolutely.
So it enables a secure pipeline of communication between the two. And there's all kinds of things that can happen through that pipeline. Basic things like questions about a bill, for example, or about a claim. Things like even appointment requests go through that secure messaging pipe. You're enabled then for e-visits, if that's something that as a physician you're interested in exploring, to be able to do some basic interaction with patients for non-critical issues online. It also enables the ability for distribution of any kind of information that's appropriate. So patient education materials are a great example, or public safety or public health related issues. So today, information about the swine flu, is a good example. If you had a need to distribute some information that you know about what's going on in your community or about services that you're providing and education material in general, this is a good method to get the word out very efficiently.
Excellent. Yeah, I can see many, many people in my own experience who have had interaction with patient portals, and I get nothing but really positive responses as far as their accessibility to information, communications, and indeed education. Let me ask you, though, with the patient portal and for physicians who don't have a patient portal, they're probably saying, you know, what helps put me over the top as to why I want this? Is there anything going on these days that kind of says, you know, this is something that could really enhance your practice either from a business perspective or a patient care perspective?
There's a couple of different aspects to that, and the one that springs to the top of my mind is that the practice of medicine is really different today than it was in years past. it's not really as easy as just hanging out a shingle and the patients will come. There's lots and lots of practices that are out there, and really there's competition for patients. So you need to establish yourself in the community as a practice that is easy to do business with and that is consumer friendly. And so patients today, in pediatrics, not so much the patients, but certainly the patients' parents, are very, very comfortable with online commerce. They have an expectation that they're going to be able to access information online and be able to communicate with people and physicians online. So, and as well as expect a certain level of service. So I, for example, as a consumer, would much rather do a communication via email to establish an appointment with my physician than have to telephone, wait on hold while the person becomes available, and then make those arrangements on the phone. It's much easier for me as a consumer just to do those sorts of things online. Another good example, and this happens to me, again, as a consumer, when I have a blood test done, the doctor tells me, assume that everything is okay unless you hear from me. And so then I just go on my merry way, and I make the assumption that all things happened appropriately, and the results did get delivered to the doctor, and the doctor did review those results, and everything was fine. Now, the practice portal enables the possibility of a confirmation to say, I received your lab results, everything is fine, call us if you begin to feel worse.
Less falling through the cracks.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And from the consumer point of view, I have a high level of satisfaction with a doctor that is going to go to that level to make sure that I'm informed and engaged in my patient care.
Excellent. What about in relation to all the buzz right now as far as the healthcare system overhaul, the high-tech funds, the ARRA funds, ARRA, meaningful use, et cetera? Do you see any – how does this play into that?
Well, one of the qualifications, as we understand it at the moment, for meaningful use is access to your personal health information. So through a practice portal, such as the one that we offer and many others, you have the ability to have access to whatever data is available from your physician's health record online. You log in and you click, and your data is there. So if you're interested in taking advantage of the federal programs for health IT, this is going to be one of the qualifiers.
Excellent. One last item I want to be sure to touch on, Mike, at least briefly. I know in my office we have a couple of patient kiosks, touch screens in the waiting room that people can use to access our website and other things. Have you had experience with those? And maybe you could just touch on those a little bit.
Yes, we actually have. The practice portal typically will give the ability for the patients to review their existing information and update whatever has changed, make a payment, even fill out their pre-visit questionnaire or their health information, so that clipboard questionnaire. And, you know, there isn't any reason that you can't have computers or, you know, touch screens in your office or even, you know, a good old-fashioned desktop PC that's connected to the internet tucked away in the corner. And so a patient can use that as a kiosk to do the check-in process. And the key is, in the paper world, when somebody fills out all that data on the clipboard, somebody then has to take that information and transpose it into the medical record.
Mm-hmm.
If the patient is going to, as long as the patient is filling out a form anyway, why not sit down in front of the computer and click with the mouse as opposed to clicking with the pen? And then the data flows directly in without having to transpose it for one thing and to type it for another.
And I don't think there are any of us out there that would not prefer to never have to fill out one of those silly forms again.
Well, that's the key. So the technology that's available today even takes those forms one step further. So in a clipboard form or an automated clipboard form, it sort of asks for all the same information regardless of who the patient is and what their condition is. A feature of our practice portal is a guided questionnaire. So it actually modifies the questions based upon the response. So it does a very, very specific questionnaire, so at the end you've got the history of the present illness completely documented. Then in the exam room, the nurse or the PA or and sometimes the physician can really just be a reviewer as opposed to a data entry clerk, because all the information is right there in the EHR as soon as you walk in.
Excellent. Mike, before I wrap up here, just wanted to see if there was anything in general, any other specific elements you'd like to add?
The key these days, I think, and it's really nothing to add but just to review, the qualification for meaningful use is a big deal, and I expect that a lot of people will have interest in that because they should. It's a great way to automate the practice, and it's a great way to do it without having to spend a fortune. I would encourage everybody to think about it before the deadline, because there's going to be a crunch as we approach the deadline. And second of all, consumer engagement is where it's at. And this practice portal is a great way to engage your patients, your consumers, and have them engaged in their own health care. They're going to be healthier and more satisfied as a result.
Excellent. Mike, thanks so much for your time. I'd also like to thank Sage for participating and helping sponsor this educational exhibit. We think it's something really tremendous for our members and something that has kind of evolved from its original incarnation into providing much more specific details on functionalities, tools, ideas, concepts, et cetera, that can truly make a difference not only in how we care for our patients, but how we care for ourselves and our staff. The operations of our office are not unimportant when it comes to the health of a practice and the health of those who are providing health care. So, we, again, very much appreciate your time here today, Mike. This is Dr. Greg Alexander for the American Academy of Pediatrics, Pediatric Office of the Future.